The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vieren. Today's message is going to be a little different, and I'll tell you why. Just in the title alone, let me actually give you the title first. The title is Submitting to the Manager. Submitting to the Manager. Isn't that interesting? So, like I said, today's message is going to be a little different, and I wanted it to be different. You know, I don't want to recycle messages. That's not my heart. My heart is that people grow from these podcasts. And I was praying to the Lord about it because, you know what, I need you to see what the Lord is saying. And I just want the best for you. And that's our heart in this ministry, to give you the very best. And that's why in today's podcast, I'm comparing spiritual things to natural things. Just that people can understand the Word of God. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, I come before you in the precious name of Jesus. And Dad, I want to thank you for giving me this message to share with your people. And Lord, this is your message. I want you to have full control of this podcast. Lord, use me. Say what you need to say. Lord, even if it is tough for some people to receive, Lord, have your way. Say what you need to say. Because, Lord, at the end of the day, it is for their benefit. Lord, open the ears and hearts of everyone listening to this message, that they may grow in you and see more of you in their lives. I ask this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. So I'm going to say that again, submitting to the manager. So let's start off by saying, what is a manager? So I want to start off by reading the online definition of what a manager is. And there's a few points. The first one is a person who conducts business or household affairs. A person whose work or profession is management. A person who directs a team. So do you see that? A person who directs a team. A person who conducts business or household affairs. So a manager in any given profession is actually the wisdom of God. Because what happens? A manager, in the case of a business, a manager is there to manage the business. The manager is there to manage the staff. There's a lot of staff members who come there just to get paid. And they try and do the least amount of work as possible. And, you know, a business, if I can say, is a body. And if there's members within the body that's lacking, the body cannot make progress. And it cannot reach its set goals if people are just lazy, if people are trying to just get by doing the minimum work possible. A manager is there to bring discipline. A manager is there to direct. A manager is there to oversee. A manager is there to bring judgment. A manager's job is a big one. Now, I know back in the day, managers were highly respected, but as time went by and the world became more and more and more wicked, people stopped respecting managers, and the staff members under these managers, they started losing control, and they became more lazy, and they started standing up to their managers, and they started destroying company property. And these days, it's very hard to discipline employees, and it's just not the same like it used to be. And these days, there's a spirit of lawlessness that's on households, businesses, children in schools. The devil is running rife. And no one wants to take responsibility for their actions. And I know from personal experience, I was a manager for a certain restaurant. And when I stepped up as the manager, I saw that the staff were hyper lazy. And I tried to bring judgment on the staff and the boss would side with them. Now, someone might say, "Brother Andrew, weren't you a bit strict?" And that's exactly what the staff said to the owner. They said, "Andrew is strict." But the staff members were coming to work late. They were coming to work drunk. They were stealing. They were lazy. When people would come there and order a meal, none of them wanted to go to the front and prepare the meal. And when the owner left to go home or the owner left for lunch, the kitchen staff would be caught stealing. And yet every year they would fight for the increase, but they weren't living up to their contract agreement. And then there were staff members that would go out for smoke breaks all the time. And they would stay outside for long periods of time. And they would all go together to hang out. And yes, in the South African constitution, you can have smoke breaks. But their smoke breaks was within every 10 minutes. And I told the owner, I said, "Look, when everyone goes out for a smoke break at once, there's no one to run the shop. There's no cashiers, there's no drivers, there's no kitchen staff. Like, what is going on?" You know, there has to be laws to make any business work. And there were staff members that thought I was too strict, but that wasn't the truth. They were too lazy. They were way too lazy. And you know what the problem is? When there's no discipline, then the staff members start getting out of control. And it got bad. It really got bad. And it came to the point where I told the owner, I said, "Look, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to open and close the shop because I'm trying to protect your investment, but you're not protecting me." So when it comes to management, you have to submit if you want to prosper. You have to submit. And in different countries, as soon as they let the criminals run wild, the country slips into the toilet and the criminals start becoming the new norm. And then the police, they start hiding. There always has to be accountability. There always has to be, if I can say, the strong arm of the law. There has to be. Now, this message submitting to the manager, Jesus is the great manager. And I know people aren't used to that terminology, especially talking about our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, the one by whose name every knee shall bow. But I'm using this terminology of management to help you understand how important it is for there to be a leader in your life. Now, what happened at that restaurant lost a lot of money. People were stealing. Staff members were coming late. And the business was basically bleeding money. And then, you know, there's some customers that don't want to shout their odds. And instead of us telling them where to get off, the restaurant always caved into their demands. You can't do that. You cannot do that. A customer is not always right. There has to be the strong arm of the law. And, you know, in heaven, a person cannot catch on that nonsense. You cannot catch on that nonsense in heaven. There is law and order in heaven. And you know what law and order? Law and order is there that everyone may prosper. Law and order is for your benefit, okay? To be governed righteously is for your benefit. It is for your family members' benefit. It is for your neighbor's benefit. It is for your friend's benefit. It is for your children's benefit. It is for your grandchildren's benefit. It is for your work colleagues' benefit. Law and order is there for everyone's benefit because everyone gets kept in line. As soon as people start getting out of line and they start doing their own thing, chaos erupts and then people's freedom gets taken away. So submitting to the manager, it is submitting to Jesus. You have to submit to Jesus. You have to submit to Jesus. And people want to go through their lives and they want to do all their own things and they refuse to include Jesus. And when they refuse to include Jesus, they step over into Satan's territory. Now, someone might say, no, I'm not stepping over into Satan's territory. I am wanting to have my own personal desires fulfilled. Listen, if it's not God's desires, then it's the devil's desires. Can I tell you something? God knows what is best for us. So I want to read a foundation scripture for you. And this is found in John chapter 10. And I want to read from verse 11 onwards. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Pay close attention to what Jesus is saying. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Listen to that. "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. God knows you better than you know yourself. When it comes to the person you want to marry, God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. When it comes to your calling, He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you. You might think you know you. You don't know you. You don't know you. You don't know your limits. Jesus is the good shepherd. You have to let Jesus lead. You have to. If you want to be a success here on earth, there are Christians that went through their whole life selfish and they fulfilled, or at least they tried to fulfill their own desires. And when they eventually stepped over into glory, I'm convinced that they found out what they missed out on their whole entire life. God's got the right partner for you. God's got the right calling for you. God's got the right country for you. God's got the right friends for you. God's got the right business for you. God's got the perfect marriage for you. Even when it comes to marriage, for those that are married, let Jesus lead. There are times where Jesus tells us to do stuff that our flesh just doesn't want to do. But trust me, do it. It is for your benefit. You might not understand the full picture right now, but when you do it, you're going to start seeing results. The problem is, in the body of Christ, everyone wants to do their own thing. I remember when I first got born again, I started going to the certain church in Port Elizabeth, a big church, a very good church. The pastor was a true man of God. He had signs and wonders following him, and he had a heart for the people. He had a heart for the Lord. And he worked and he worked and he worked. And I just saw how people, they just step into that church and all of a sudden they call themselves a prophet or apostle and they launch out into their own ministry. And their ministries never went on. Their ministries never launched. Their ministries never got off the ground because they see the senior pastor having success in his ministry and they want the same thing, but they don't want to listen to the Lord. And they launch out into their own ministry and it's just dead. There's nothing happening because they didn't seek him first. They were seeking the glory. Then there's people that want to come up and they want to prophesy left, right, and center all the time. Like, I'm not against prophecy, but I'm against every second person calling themselves a prophet and wanting to prophesy all the time. Like, I'm honest with you, when are we going to go to the Word of God? When is the Word of God enough? Because if the Word of God is not enough in your life, you're always going to be making mistakes. Because not every prophet that calls himself a prophet is supposed to be there. A lot of people just like to shine. They just love to be center of attention. They love to be known in the marketplaces. They love the best seats at the table. But a true man of God will always lead you back to what God's word says. When God's word is enough, that's when you mature. There's a lot of prophecy over the years that has fallen to the ground because people are looking for a quick fix. They don't want to develop a personal one-on-one relationship with the Father and to hear from Him directly. They want to become the managers of their own life. You can't tell Jesus to step back and say, Jesus, I know you love me. I know you're the King of Kings. I know you know everything, but trust me, I've got this. I've got this. You can sit this one out. I've got this. That's when people make mistakes. Christians always want to do their own thing. And then when it crashes and burns, then they want to become an atheist. But they're the ones that didn't listen to the Father. God is speaking all the time. And everything He tells us to do, it is for our benefit. A lot of people don't realize this, but the shepherd is wiser than the sheep. I'm going to say that again. That's Holy Ghost. The shepherd is wiser than the sheep. The shepherd is taller than the sheep. The shepherd can see further than the sheep. The shepherd knows where the trouble is. The shepherd knows where the safe places are. The shepherd knows where the water is, where the long grass is. The shepherd knows how to lead his sheep. He's the good shepherd. You got to let Jesus lead. You got to submit to the manager. You have to, if you want to be a success. Now, I've come across a lot of people that, and I'm talking about Christians here, that they can't stand talking about the word. They can't stand it. You know, they want to talk about worldly things all the time. But for me, like, God has been too good to me. I can't help but just talking about His word. I can't help it. The Lord got me out of some serious situations. He is the ultimate leader. And people don't know what they're sitting with. I mean, He is the King of Kings. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows every right path and He knows every wrong path. Trust me, you want to listen to Him. If you want success in your business, listen to Him. I've heard of a lot of businesses that got into trouble avenue because the owners withhold money from their own staff members. You can't steal from your own staff members and expect your business to prosper. It is not going to work. If you are sowing poverty into your staff members, that poverty is going to come back on your business. You cannot expect to sow bad things in your marriage and expect your marriage to blossom. You can't expect your kids to become a success if you're cursing them all the time. All this is found in the Word. We have to learn to submit to the ultimate manager. Jesus is supposed to be managing our lives. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the church. Think of that. He should be the head of your life. If you are struggling in any given area, it's simply because you haven't listened to the manager. Now, I'm going to share this one story before I close off. There was this lady that worked with us, and she was a good woman. She really was. And I liked her. She was a good friend. And the only problem is she was always late for work. Now, if it happened once or twice, it's understandable. You know, you can't control traffic. But she was late for work Monday to Friday, Monday to Friday, Monday to Friday. What makes matters worse is she lived around the corner from work. To make matters worse is she had her own transportation, which was reliable. And as one of the managers, I called into the office many times and I said, listen, you can't do this. You live like literally the closest and you got your own transport. You set in a bad example. When everyone else sees you coming late, they're going to come late. And she kept apologizing and she said she's going to change. And then the next morning she comes late and there's some new excuse. The excuses were never the same. It was always different excuses. Couldn't find the keys. Had a flat tire. The alarm didn't go off. Santa Claus didn't come. I'm kidding with that last one. But there was always a new excuse. And I tried to warn her and I tried to lead her. And she refused my warning. Cut a long story short, she lost her job. But that was a direct result of ignoring the contract that she signed. In that contract, it listed everything. And I tried to lead her many times. And I really felt sorry for her, but there's nothing I can do. So Jesus is leading us all the time, but people are not submitting to the manager. Don't let that be you. Start submitting to the manager now. Target the areas in your life that you have been struggling with and just go before the Lord and just repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I know you've been speaking to me and I've been so carnal that I haven't heard from you. But Lord, I'm coming before you and I repent for ignoring your leading. Lord, speak to me. Show me exactly what to do and Lord, I'll do it. And then when he speaks to you, because he always does, do that thing. I hope from here on out that you will learn to submit to the manager. It becomes a way of life. That's how you step into your wealthy place. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.